Not so easy, though, when temperatures are in the 90s like they were in Wisconsin yesterday. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, July the 9th. La Crosse had a statewide high temperature yesterday of 97 degrees. Clintonville, Fort McCoy, Sparta, and Wisconsin Rapids also hit 97. Milwaukee was 94, but it felt like 98 with the heat index. Madison, only 91 with a heat index of 96. It's going to be much more tolerable today and this week, but we're going to hold our annual Beat the Heat contest this hour, so we're prepared for the next heat wave. Every summer for the past 20 years or so, we have had this Beat the Heat contest on this program. And we thought today was as good a day as any to ask you, how do you cope when the temperatures soar? How do you beat the heat? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or you could email your suggestion to at talk@wpr.org. So how do you beat the heat? What did you do yesterday? Did you stay holed up in an air-conditioned house or go to an air-conditioned movie? Did you head to the beach and stay submerged in the water all day long? What is your most creative suggestion to beat the heat? Maybe it's a tried-and-true remedy that has been passed down through your family, or something that you discovered by accident, maybe. In the past, we have had all sorts of odd suggestions, creative suggestions. I remember one woman who said that she would wrap ice cubes in her hair and then let them melt so she could beat the heat that way. One man said that he mopped the floor so the water would cool down his house. There is always the one where you can open up your freezer and just stand there with your face in the freezer. What do you do to beat the heat? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What we do during this contest is that we take as many calls as possible, and then we choose the best one, or the funniest one, or the most creative one. Sometimes it's silly, sometimes it's serious, and then we find a fabulous prize, or maybe a not-so-fabulous prize somewhere around here, a t-shirt or a mug or something. If we still have one of those lighted ice scrapers that we gave away during a pledge drive past, that might be something cute that we could send you for participating in the Beat the Heat contest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And maybe I'll in between your calls, if we get some calls from you, I will share with you some It's So Hot or So Hot jokes. We looked on the internet and we found some jokes on It Was So Hot That, or It's Hotter Than That, like It's So Hot That the Birds Have to Use Potholders to Pull Worms Out of the Ground. There's a knee slapper. Maybe you have a better one. Maybe we can give a prize away for the best It's So Hot joke, too. It's so hot the potatoes cook underground, and all you have to do for lunch is to pull one out and add some butter and salt. Ba-dum-bum. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Stop me before I go any further. Bethany in Superior is our first caller. Hi, Bethany. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, what I do when it's really hot is I will take whatever I'm wearing and completely soak it in the sink in cold water. I wring it out so it's all one color. Nobody knows that I've just done that. I can go anywhere, and I'm cool as a cucumber.
So you're soaking wet as you wander around?
Yeah, and if you wring it out, your clothes are all one color. Nobody knows you did it.
How hot did it get in the Superior area yesterday, Bethany?
Oh, it was kind of warm. I kind of, see, I work midnights, and so I was kind of sleeping during the day when it was hot, so I didn't get it as much as most people.
Good, and you always, you have a lake that's pretty cool that you can always jump into too, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you feel like it. Bethany, thank you for that suggestion. We are going to, and I forgot to tell Christy, and I hope she knows to take down everybody's telephone number so we can call the winner at the end of the hour. So if we didn't take your telephone number, Bethany, hold on, and we'll get that so we can notify you if you want to be considered for the contest. We'll call back the winner after the program later this morning. How do you beat the heat? A prize goes to the best suggestion or the most creative suggestion, most original suggestion. Can be silly or it can be serious. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. How do you cope when the temperatures soar? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
So did you sit by the dock of the bay yesterday to try to cool off? One of the hottest days of the year yesterday across much of Wisconsin. Temperatures in many parts of the state in the 90s with heat indices hotter than that in some cases. We thought it would be a good time to hold our annual Beat the Heat contest. How do you cope with hot summer weather? What do you do to cool off when it gets to be 90 or even 100 degrees? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We take your suggestions, we have a little bit of fun, and we'll send you, if you are deemed the winner, I think we'll have a panel of judges at the end of the program decide the winning suggestion. We'll send you a prize of some sort. Not sure what it is. We'll go dig through some old pledge drive premiums and find you some Wisconsin Public Radio Beat the Heat contest prize. Rich in Hustisford is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I was in New Zealand a few years ago, and I got a pair of, and I know this sounds a little crazy, but they're T-shirt, underwear, and socks that have gel packs built into them.
Oh, that's
and
a great idea.
The gel pack goes down your back, down the middle of your back, and then the underwear have gel in them, and you put them in the freezer, and you think, oh, man, that's going to be hard. It's hard getting them on in the morning, but they last, like, all day, and it keeps you cool.
And seriously, you bought these in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, yep.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great idea, and you could microwave them in the winter if you want it, can't you, or no?
Yes, actually, you can.
There you go.
They're actually for warming. I think they have the gel has some kind of a rice gel in them,
mm-hmm.
so that you can heat them or you can keep them cool, and they work really, really well.
So have you, seriously, Rich, have you used these in Wisconsin?
I wore them at Summerfest the other day.
Good idea.
The T-shirt has a big smiley face on the front of it, and they're called Jet Cool.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, there's an interesting one. What about you? Rich wears his Jet Cool outfit with the frozen gel packs to keep cool. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Tom and Mason, hi, you're on the air.
Here I am.
Yes. What do you do to stay cool?
Well, a couple of things. Right now I'm sitting out in my shed, which has got a concrete floor in it, and it holds all the cool night air through the day because it's insulated. But then during the day, I take my water that goes out to the, comes from my basement faucet that goes out into the yard to water the lawn, but I run it through a homemade heat exchanger, this big coil of copper wire that's in the in front of where the air for the furnace blower blows it upstairs and it cools my house.
Wow, that's pretty ambitious, Tom. Wow.
Did it a long time ago.
Well, and that probably saves on your cooling bills, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I got an air conditioner only where wife needs it a little colder in her dog room.
Well, thanks for that suggestion. What are you doing out in the shed?
I get up early, think about stuff, listen to you every day.
Well, I'm glad you're listening along.
I was tired yesterday, and I'm retired again today.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for that suggestion. Nothing like a cold slab of concrete to keep you cool. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. How do you beat the heat? Tom actually did some renovations there to keep his house cool. Pam in Preston is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just take a really hot shower.
That's a good idea, too, because even though it sounds like that would make you hotter, it actually cools you down, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I take a warm shower, you shouldn't take a cold one, though. But, did you do that yesterday?
I did that yesterday, twice.
I can believe it, Pam. Thank you very much. Take a hot or warm shower, and that will cool you down. John in Cornucopia, beautiful part of the state. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You wouldn't think that somebody from Wisconsin's northernmost village would have beat the heat tip to share, but I grew up playing football in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And what we were always encouraged to do was to rub ice on the inside of our wrists and on the back of our neck, where the veins are closest to the surface of the skin.
I had heard that, too. Or just put your wrist under cold running water.
Sure.
Would be a way. That's I think it probably works. So, John, Cornucopia was very pleasant yesterday?
High humidity, but people were jealous. We started at 60 degrees yesterday morning. So even if I got up to 85, it wasn't, all day.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Thanks very much for that suggestion. Put some ice, John suggests, on the inside of your wrist or the back of your neck, or put your wrist under cold running water. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. How do you beat the heat? It's our annual Beat the Heat contest where you tell us how you cope with hot temperatures during a heat wave in Wisconsin. That's not the right button. This is the right button. Eugene and Viola, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I've got a little Victoria here in this little village. And what I do at night, I open up all the windows and let all the cool air in. And in the mornings, I'll shut it off. Then when it gets real hot, I turn the manual switch on the blower on the furnace in the basement and pull that cool air out of the basement.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do that to a certain degree. You can do that for a while, but then you start your basement air, I think, will start getting warmer on you. Then the next one, I've got an artesian well beside the back porch. I've got a piston pump built by A.Y. McDonald sometime in the 40s, and I set up an irrigation system for the yard. And I get out, sometimes when it gets real hot, I get out underneath that, just get soaked. That water stands at 37 degrees.
that would cool
that,
you off.
That does the trick. But that basement with the cool air, pull that cool air, after you shut everything up, that'll work for a while.
That sounds good. Did you feel the need to do either of these yesterday, Eugene?
I've done it in the past. No, yesterday I was down in Wauconda, Illinois. Had a Civil War reenactment, shining, polishing shoes, and boy, it was hot down there.
I bet it was.
All the way around.
Yeah, thanks for the tip on the, was there a Boscobel Civil War reenactment you sent me an email about coming up in August?
That's coming the first weekend, and all that, I tell you, if anybody wants to take that one in, that is worth it. So they have an outfit that comes up from Virginia and one from North Carolina. And there's 1,600 to 1,800 reenactors down there for that. And that's coming in about 4 weeks. Yeah. Those guys just do a good job on that.
Sounds good. And thanks for your tips. Hope they have weather that's not quite as hot as it was this weekend. Looking for your suggestions on how you beat the heat, how you cope with hot temperatures. What suggestion do you have? An old family remedy or something that you've discovered? How do you beat the heat? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. So far, most of them have been practical and serious. I think Dan in Eau Claire has one that's not so serious, though. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
I go grocery shopping and I catch up on reading my frozen food label.
That'll keep you cool, just reading frozen food, because you just stand in front of the freezers the whole time.
Sure, the door open, you get a nice breeze.
Yeah, not a bad idea. You know what? Whenever I walk into a grocery store, if I have a summer, you know, shorts on or something, it's freezing in grocery stores. So yeah,
very cold. Yeah,
yeah. Good idea. Good
well,
idea.
Sometimes I spent $100 on hot wings yesterday.
Hot wings. Thank you very much, Dan. Dan in Eau Claire catches up on his frozen food label reading on a hot day like yesterday. It was pretty creative. Can you beat that? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, looking for your suggestions on how to beat the heat. Or you know what? I'll even open it up a little bit. If you have a joke about it being so hot that, or it was so hot that blank. If you have a good joke like that, like it was so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. That's not all that funny, but that's the type of thing. If you have one of those, we'll consider that too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Here's one that I had not heard of before. We found these on the internet yesterday. It was so hot, I saw two trees fighting over a dog. Get it? Carlos in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
I just drink hot coffee, and that really cooled me down.
Does it really?
After I sweat a little bit, but that really, it's like I take my heat out.
I've never tried that before. I'll have to try that. I really like iced coffee. When it's hot out, just the thought of drinking a hot cup of coffee when it's almost 100 degrees, I just can't do it. but you swear by this. This makes you cool, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have to try that. Drink hot coffee as a way to beat the heat. At least that's what Carlos does. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Looking for your suggestions on how you beat the heat. We will decide who has the most creative or unusual or maybe the most practical suggestions, and we will send the winner a T-shirt or something. I'm not sure what. We'll look in our bag of tricks and bag of old pledge drive premiums and see if there's something we can send you. Maybe a coffee mug, and you can put hot or cold coffee in it. We'll see. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Nancy in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I take washcloths or small towels, wet them, wring them out thoroughly, put them in the freezer. When they're frozen, take them out, unwring them, lie down on a cool bathroom tile floor, and put them wherever you please.
That's quite a process, Nancy, but I'm cool just thinking about it, so thank you for that. That's creative. Can you beat that one? It's the Beat the Heat contest, 1-800-642-1234.
Boy, crazy boy, get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolly cool, boy. Go, man, go. But not like a yo-yo schoolboy, just play it cool, boy.
So how do you play it cool when the temperatures soar? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Monday morning, July the 9th. And we are conducting our annual Beat the Heat contest. When you call in and give us your silly or serious suggestion of how you cope with hot temperatures, like those we had yesterday. We had temperatures statewide, mainly in the 90s. La Crosse had one of the statewide highs yesterday, 97 degrees. It was also 97 degrees in Clintonville and Fort McCoy and Sparta and Wisconsin Rapids. Milwaukee The high 94, it felt like 98 with the heat index. Madison, high temperature of 91, sure felt a lot hotter than that, though, in Madison. The heat index was 96. Wasn't a record breaker by any means, but it was still pretty hot. How did you deal with the hot weather over the weekend? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You call in and give us your beat the heat suggestion. Can be a practical suggestion, a real one that you use. We've gotten a number of them so far. Putting ice on your wrist. Somebody actually bought some clothing. It's called Jet Cool clothing that has those gel packs in the clothing itself. You freeze the clothing and then you can wear that out to stay cool. What do you do to cope when the temperatures soar? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We choose the most creative suggestion or the funniest one or the best suggestion, and we will send you a Wisconsin Public Radio prize of some sort. We haven't decided exactly what that's going to be, but we'll have something to send the best beat the heat suggestion. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We've been doing this Beat the Heat contest for the past, it's been probably 20 years on Wisconsin Public Radio, but maybe this will be the last year since it doesn't seem like you're responding all that well this hour. We have a number of open lines for you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Looking for your suggestions on how to beat the heat, and you could win, with your participation this hour, a coffee mug or a T-shirt or something not so valuable. Diana in Madison is with us. Hi, Diana. You're on the air.
Hi. I board the bus, air-conditioned.
Yeah, huh?
I go out to Barnes & Noble or Borders. I sit there all day, and I read books and read magazines and drink a nice coffee and board the air-conditioned bus back, and come back to my air-conditioned apartment. I beat the heat.
Sounds like a good day, too, Diana.
Yeah.
It does sound like you get something accomplished reading the books. And, yeah, being inside in some air conditioning, sipping on a nice coffee, that makes me feel cool already. Good idea. I think Diana's got something going there. My husband suggested, why don't we take a drive to Lake Michigan yesterday and maybe visit one of our favorite state parks on Lake Michigan, the Kohler Andrea State Park, a very nice beach. The water is usually cold. We didn't do it, though. We didn't have enough time to make that drive and back in one day, so we ended up pretty much staying inside a lot. I did go do some shopping and got into some more air conditioning that way, but just took it easy yesterday. I did go to an air-conditioned gym and jumped into a pool there. That was cool enough. What did you do to beat the heat yesterday? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Bill in Lancaster is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hopefully, we can be able to keep cooler today than yesterday.
Yep.
You said we can call them with little jokes.
Oh, you've got a it's so hot joke.
Oh, yeah. It was so hot today. I saw two fish jump out of the river, walk down to the local bar, and get a glass of lemonade.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Is that all you got? All right, we're losing you on the cell phone, but I do appreciate that. All right, there's our first it was so hot joke. Two fish jumped out of the river and walked down to the tavern for a cold one. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It was so hot yesterday that I learned you can steer a steering wheel, with just two fingers. Peter in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just Ducky. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's
well,
your
I'm
suggestion?
Watching, actually, I'm watching the sun come up, and I'm already sweating up here on the scaffolding.
What are you doing up on scaffolding?
Oh, I'm building a building down here in downtown Madison.
Oh, boy, that would be hard on a day like yesterday especially. But it's going to still be 85 or so today in Madison, so good luck.
I got my fingers crossed. Now, my suggestion can only be used in limited situations, but what I do on the worst of the days is give plasma.
Seriously, does that cool you off?
Well, yeah, this is no joke. What they do, if you're not familiar with it, is they take your blood out, they remove the red, they remove the plasma, then they mix it with chilled saline, and they re-inject it to you. Now, they keep the place extremely cool and somewhat dark, so it's soothing. And after they put that chilled saline solution back into your veins, I don't care how hot it is, it's going to take you an hour to warm up.
Wow, that is really elaborate, Peter, and I've never heard anything like that before. I think that you're certainly a contender for, you're a finalist in the Beat the Heat contest. May not be a very practical thing, but it was interesting nonetheless. Give plasma. You know, there's a blood drive coming up in at Vilas Hall on Wednesday. Those of you who don't live in Madison won't be able to make it, but those of you who do, maybe you can beat the heat by giving blood. Thank you, Peter. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ernest and Hayward, hi, you're on the air.
I open my windows at night and then close them about 7 o'clock in the morning, but it's cold right now, so I'm drinking hot tea to warm up like the Japanese do, and then in the afternoon I reverse that. I have some ice cream, but after sunset, the comfort factor really degenerates. I don't know whether it's a cumulative effect of the heat or the fact perhaps that the relative humidity increases inside as it cools off inside. So I go for a walk after sunset and enjoy the nice cool air.
Sounds like a great day. Ernest, how cold is it right now in Hayward?
I don't know, but it's always cold in the morning, except for yesterday when it was relatively warm. It was an unusual day yesterday.
Yeah, it sure was. Ernest, thank you very much. A little bit of hot tea on a cool morning, followed by ice cream during the afternoon when it's hot. Sounds good to me. How about you? How do you beat the heat? How did you cope with yesterday's not record high, but high temperatures nonetheless? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send your suggestion via email, talk@wpr.org. It's going to be a tough decision as to who wins the Beat the Heat contest, because we've really had some great suggestions from all of you. Maybe we can talk the powers that be into giving us more than one prize. We'll see what we can do. Barry in Stevens Point, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. A very good morning to you this morning.
Yeah, you too.
Much, much nicer than yesterday.
It sure is.
So I have an idea on how to beat the heat that I've used for quite some time.
Okay.
And that is, when it gets hot like it did yesterday, I put on my fins and my mask and my snorkel, and I go jump in the lake.
I like that idea. Is it Sunset Lake or another lake?
It's a much smaller lake than Sunset here in the Portage County area. But we were in yesterday. We hit the water at about 1 o'clock and didn't come out until almost 4.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about swimming and being in the water is it cools your core temperature. So when you come out, the temperature doesn't seem anywhere near as hot anymore.
Barry, sounds good to me. Wish I could do that today. We appreciate your suggestion. It must have been must have been nice snorkeling around all day. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Taking your suggestions on how you beat the heat, and the winning suggestion will get some sort of prize. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. That's a Vanilla Ice singing Ice, Ice Baby. And no, this is not a repeat of Friday's program on the most irritating songs ever. This is our annual Beat the Heat contest, and we are looking for your suggestions on how you beat the heat when the temperatures soar like they did yesterday. Some people do use ice. We just heard a suggestion a while back about putting ice on the inside of your wrist or the back of your neck. Past suggestions have included wrapping ice in your hair and putting a towel over your head. Lots of interesting and creative suggestions on how to beat the heat. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Stay with us. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, it's the State Capitol Report. We will welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio State Government reporter Sean Johnson, and we'll talk about the version of the budget that the State Assembly is likely to pass tomorrow. And then we'll talk about how the differences between the Assembly and the Senate will be worked out so we can have a state budget for Wisconsin. After 7:30, we're going to be welcoming in State Representative David Travis, who is introducing a bill to hold an advisory referendum on withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq. That's after 7:30. We hope you join in and stay tuned for the State Capitol Report coming up after 7. Right now, what's your suggestion to beat the heat? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And there is an open line for you. Bruce in Racine is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. A couple of years ago, I built an apartment, a complete apartment down in the basement. It's exactly the same as it would be in upstairs. And I moved down there, to fix up the upstairs, basically. And I actually liked it so much, I never moved back up. So my heating and cooling costs are probably less than one-third of everybody else. I know that I rent my ground floor to out, and it's beautiful. I have no idea how hot or how cold it is outside unless I go upstairs, and I gain maybe 1 degree in temperature per step up. But it's the best thing to do. Just change your heating and cooling system around where you got to. A whole complete system for the basement and a different one for the terrestrials, I guess you could call them, upstairs. and it's great. I mean, we're going to have to do that in order to save, our environment, probably, because, living down below ground level is the cheapest way to go by way much. I mean,
when I open up my basement door, and go down there, it's almost too cold when I go down there to do laundry or something like that. Bruce, good idea, and thought-provoking suggestion. Maybe we should be doing a program on how to try to beat the heat in terms of suggestions of things we can do to not contribute to global warming. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Barb in Krivitz is with us now. Hi, Barb.
Hello. Yes, how I beat the heat is I was on my pontoon all day long on Thunder Lake, and I listened to Wisconsin Public Radio all day.
That sounds great. And Thunder Lake is near Krivitz?
Yes, it's about 16 miles west of Krivitz.
Yeah, and you stayed on the boat? You didn't jump in the lake, Barb?
Well, every now and then, but we kept the radio going on the pontoon the whole time when I jumped in and when I was on the pontoon.
Well, we are glad that you took Wisconsin Public Radio with you on your pontoon boat ride on Thunder Lake and Krivitz. Thank you very much, Barb. Appreciate having you listening along and participating in the Beat the Heat contest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Barb from Holy Cross, Iowa, suggests something called a body cooler, which is a headband that contains gel. And you get it wet, and it gets cold and keeps you cool. Yeah, I guess if you wrap that thing around your head. Okay, sounds like a variation on one caller's jet cooler outfit that had the gel in it. Thank you very much, Barbara. Appreciate that suggestion. I know that Michael and Madison had a suggestion that might not be for family radio, something about taking a shower with somebody, a cold one. Thank you, Michael. Paul in Sparta is next. Hi, Paul, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
My suggestion is, I think it's all mental. You see, I was a National Guard soldier stationed in Iraq, and we saw 130 degrees.
That's a lot hotter than it got yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So yesterday in Sparta, it was 97. I went for a walk with my wife, and I said, this isn't hot. See,
yeah.
It could be a lot worse. So as long as you remember, it could be a lot worse, and there are soldiers stationed somewhere in full uniforms, and they're doing their job in the heat. Not that bad.
I think, Paul, that you put it into perspective for us, and that is a way to tolerate the hot weather. Thanks for your service, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Paul in Sparta says, remember, it could be a lot worse, and he's right. Put it in perspective. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It is summer in Wisconsin, after all. It is going to get hot. It's not as hot as it's been in places like Arizona, that's for sure, lots of, in other parts of the country. A lot of jokes about it is so hot in Arizona. I've been sharing some of them along the way. One of them is, it's been so hot in Arizona that you realize that asphalt has a liquid state. That's hot. Deb in Janesville, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
40 years ago, Grandma taught us to put on our swimming suits, put on our cowboy and cowgirl neckerchiefs, step into the shower, and drip dry. It worked.
There we go. That would work. I believe it. Thank you very much, Deb. Appreciate that. Jack in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello there. Here's something you can do. It won't cost you a dime. You don't have to go anywhere. I turned my calendar back to January, which has a nice snow scene and a couple of horses frolicking in it. I felt a lot better looking at that.
I think that's a cheap way to do it, too, and it reminds you that winter is not all that far away. Jack, great idea. That's a creative suggestion. Turn your calendar to January and look at the winter scene. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. A few more minutes left in the hour. A few more minutes to take your Beat the Heat suggestions. It's our annual Beat the Heat contest when we ask you for ways that you cope when the temperatures soar. The best suggestion gets a prize. Not sure what that prize is, but we'll find something to send you for participating in the Beat the Heat contest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And it's going to be a hard decision at the end of this hour because we've had a lot of good ideas. Diane in West Allis, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I generally just take whatever shirt I'm wearing, take it off, put it in a sink full of ice-cold water, wring it out, and put it back on.
There we go. Wet clothes seems to be one of the themes. And then stand in front of a fan. How's that? That'll really cool you off. Thank you, Diane. Tom in Crawford County. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. We live on an old farm that we bought in Crawford County, and it's the Driftless area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bought it, it was a three-generation farm, and the people talked about the cool spot, which is a spring on a north hillside coming out of the limestone rocks. It never gets any sun all day. So in the last couple summers, my wife and I have been accustomed, we take a good book, we go down to the cool spot, sit on the limestone rocks, put some lime and cool in the spring, which stays nice and cold, spend the afternoon with a good book.
Wow, that's a nice one, Tom. I had a visual going there. We appreciate that suggestion. Read by a cool spring with your linies in the spring. Thanks. Carolyn in Bayview. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My Beat the Heat suggestion is Dr. Brommer's peppermint soap, because the peppermint is very cooling even on the skin, as well as. So.
I like it. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a good idea. A nice cool peppermint soap. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, if you have a suggestion to beat the heat. We have about a minute to go, and may be time for you if you call right away. Otherwise, send an email to talk@wpr.org. At the end of the program this morning after 9 o'clock, I'll sit down with Cheryl Gasser and Christina Taylor, our on-air producer, and we'll decide who wins the Beat the Heat contest. If we can have multiple winners, we'll do that too, because there were a lot of good suggestions. And we will send the winner a prize. So we hope to hear from you. One last one. Mary in La Crosse. Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Hi. Yesterday we had all the neighbors come over. It was a chance to get to know each other. And we had all the kids and adults run under the sprinklers and play games.
Great idea. Thank you very much, Mary. Well, that'll do it for the Beat the Heat contest for 2007. It should be a little more tolerable today. I think I heard that temperatures are going to be mainly in the 80s across the state. So should be a nice summer day. And it's going to get cooler, I think, even later in the week. But we will be prepared the next time it is hot. So we appreciate all of your suggestions. Thanks to Leo Duran and Christina Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.